A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash tomorrow as xenophobic attacks are on the rise in South Africa, where some Zimbabweans have been affected by the violence there.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash tomorrow, and also the xenophobic attacks in South Africa.
The birthday bash is going to be held in Matobo District, Matoane South Province. Thousands of people are expected to attend the event.
In South Africa, meanwhile, tensions are on the rise as South Africans clash with foreigners, including Zimbabweans. And we understand from reports coming from South Africa that the members of the police, particularly in Pretoria, had to use rubber bullets, stun grenades, and also tear gas to disperse protesters. There was violence pitting South Africans and foreigners, including Zimbabweans, Nigerians, Tanzanians, Somalis, and Ethiopians.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so kunjalo foi.
Onguka hama wadi wanasi tinenge tida kurova shiri mwechete ne kana uti shiri mbiri ne dombori mwechete.
Yeah.
Killing two birds with one stone. Saka tida uti tinenge chitari sa chitaura ne zvitarwa zve Zimbabwe zviri ku South Africa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei ikoko panguva imwechete tichitaurawo ne nyaya yemabiko ebavudera vamugabe ari kuitirwa ku Mat South kuma Topose Preparatory School mangwana tida kunzwa kuti muri kuti kudii imi vatereri makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera Gibbs
yobombe zvirukandaba lengalichona njani lapel corners yakwazi kuti kusasa sibili kulelanga lokunanza ukuzalwa kwa Mongameli Robert Mugabe kona ngale ke eRhodes Estate Preparatory School eMatobo District kona kuse Sabelweni seMatweni South. Yeah, abantu abanengi bakhanya ngazani babe khona kuna ngale ikakhulu labo abasekela ibandla lezano PF. Kuzobuya abanye Blessing bathi ababoni indaba ekusenzwa idile lingaka abantu behlupheka. So kuphinde kungene khona ukuthi abantu bahlupheka nje la kwe South Africa bakhona bangani bakhahlamezwe kakhulu khona ukuthi ayizenophobia. Kuzobuya labanye sibili bathi yeah uMongameli angaba lesikhathi sakhe sinje. Kodwa bayasola kakhulu ukuthi kulale ndlala eZimbabwe. So asiqoqe loZulu mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest who is there in Pretoria, Gibbs.
I think the name of the guy is Mashanda, Mashanda, right? Or his first name is Marshall Mashanda. Originally, he's from Masvingo province. Mr. Mashanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
How are you? How are you? Good evening, listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for sending us that video, you know, where people were carrying bangers and all those kind of things. And so at the end of the day, how is the situation there? And before that, how was it?
Okay, the situation is like this. The problem is with the South Africans. They are complaining that you foreigners, you are taking our jobs, you see. And they are saying that most of you South Africans, you are committing crimes in our country. So it's like now it's affecting everyone, like it's now hard for everyone in SA, like us foreigners, you see, because like now you see that video I sent you, it was very difficult for us to be in town today, you see, and I think you saw what was happening there.
And how did you manage? How did you manage to capture that kind of action? You know, okay, as a foreigner.
I just took out my phone because it's like now what is really happening is most of the foreigners now are fighting back also, you see. So that's how I took my phone and captured the video because those guys were using those like big bangers and the other foreigners also, they have also weapons, you see. That was what was happening there.
But right now, how is the situation? Like, do you feel safe to go to work, say, tomorrow?
I don't think it would be safe for us to go to work tomorrow because, like, now, at least the situation is, like, the same, but at least now we have, like, the backup of the police. And the South Africans also are complaining to the police that, why are you here? You're supposed to support us to take these foreigners back to their homes.
But Mr. Mashanda, don't the South Africans have a point though that you are taking their jobs because they are saying, you know, foreigners are running saloons, driving taxis and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's very true. Like, as my job is, I'm a taxi driver, you see. So, yeah, I just want to be open. The thing that is happening for sure, they have a right to complain also. And the other thing they are complaining that you foreigners, you are committing crime. And the other thing is like the side of Nigerians, they are saying that the Nigerians are bringing drugs and they are causing also prostitution, you see. That is what is really happening. And they are also complaining about Zimbabweans that, yeah, we are taking their jobs and stuff.
But what is the solution to this? Do you think this is going to end? Because this is not the first time that we have seen these clashes for years now. And, I mean, many people have died and it keeps on happening. What's the solution to this?
I don't think it's going to end because it's not the first time these things are to happen. You see. So it's gonna come over and over, you see. So I think the best solution is, as my point, as a Zimbabwean, I think we must just be united as Zimbabweans, all of us in South Africa, and then maybe we can go home, and then maybe we can fight for our country, you see. Maybe we can sort out things in Zimbabwe. I think that case, it's gonna be it's the only situation that is gonna end. I mean, it's only the thing that is gonna end all this situation that we are in.
Gibbs. So when you talk about locals, you know, are there some that are sympathizing with you?
Sorry?
Are there any local people who actually feel pity for you, and maybe you talk to them and they say, you know, what is happening is wrong, and all those things, or everyone is totally against foreigners?
No, not everyone. Some of them are against us, but some of them, they also feel like they also feel our situation. You see, that's the thing.
Saka imi pane tinoziva vamashanda pane masangano akaita seZimbabwe Exiles Forum nemamwe anomirira zvaro zveZimbabwe. Imi munoziva sei manje kuti muri safe mune sangano ramuri here kana kuti munoshanda sei nevamwe vari muZimbabwe imomo vari muSouth Africa veZimbabwe?
Masangano iwayo hatitimbonyatso kuti masiya zvodai maitobatsira kuti titokwanisa kunge tichimaziva katai tokwanisa pamwe titongoita sei tongoshandidzana.
Saka manje mune vamwe here vekuZimbabwe munoe muchidyidzana sei? Muri paWhatsApp zvinofamba sei? Munoziva sei kuti uyu ari safe?
Tine maWhatsapp tinenge tichingotaurawo nevamwe kuti how far ikoko kuri safe, but for now tambobatawo vamwe vari kuCape Town nekunana Joburg tichimbobvunzawo kuti how is the situation there. Vari kuti they are still safe, hapana chavati vamboita sei chavati vamboona. But in Pretoria tanga tichingovataura kuti no, ndo zviri kunoku zvekuti pamwe maybe kana zvakatoitawo wese tinogona kutobvawo tichitoendawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo idzidzo because vari kuti ikoko vanenge vari vachiri nani.
Gibbs.
Ye, lapho yakhuluma ke umnumzana uMashanda khona ngale ke kwele Pretoria. So ukhuluma nje wathatha umabona kude wasithengisa wasithumezela lapha Studio 7 abantu bethwele sibili ingqamo ezimangalisayo lukhona kuthiwa ngamabhanga abantu bebelola sibili bekhanya abantu bezimisele ukuthi bahlasele kodwa nxa sesikhangela sibili sijula kukhanya ngazani khona ngale eSouth Africa kulokugijimisana okumangalisayo kakhulu phakathi kwamapholisa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe izizalwane zeSouth Africa so ke izizalwane zeSouth Africa zithi khona abantu bokuza benza izinto ezingalunganga ezinjengokunika abantu babo izidakamizwa njalo lokuthi abanye begcina besiba ngonondindwa kuzobuya futhi lokuthi imisebenzi kukhanya ngazani imisebenzi iyaqutshwa ngabantu bokuza so uyakhuluma lapho uMashanda ukuthi ye kungakunjalo kodwa-ke akutsho ukuthi imisebenzi yonke sithethwe kodwa-ke ubona ngazani asiwo wonke umuntu yase-South Africa ongani uzonda abantu bokuza ungabe ulani khonapho ngokubala-ke mfowethu
tinenge tine vakawanda vanyora pafacebook page yedu yeshona tine facebook yeenglish nendebele zvakare vachitaurawo maonero ezvinhu tina mukoma alex edishova vari kujohannesburg south africa vari kuti ivo edisays most of the shops owned by foreigners are closed for 2 days now here in Rostensville where south africans have bent down about 15 houses belonging to Nigerians beginning last week. And Shonai Babata Nakarujua, vanotivo mirizhonga yangoitika muRabastad chete apo veku Pakistan vange voda kudzosera zvaro zveSouth Africa asi mapurisa azopindira ndobva vadzinga vanhu vakapararira. So he's saying that there was violence pitting South Africans and those of Pakistani origin. Tinamkoma James Banda on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Banda, unganjani baba?
Ngikhona baba njani?
Ngiphile kakhulu unjani Botswana?
Ah, ku right lapha izulu kuphela.
Oh yeah, kunjalo baba. So akuphosela khosizwe mnumzana Banda.
Yeah, mina bengifuna ukukhuluma ngendaba le seGoli le. Abantu abaseZimbabwe abaseGoli lomhlaba wonke umhlaba wonke i-reason ukuthi uThabo Mbeki wasiphambanisa eZimbabwe ngo-2008 iZANU-PF yayidliwe umgabe kwakumele aphume uThabo Mbeki wagijima waya khona ngale wayenza izivumelwano no-Robert Mugabe wayenza i-GNU into engithi mina i-unconstitutional up to today abantu beZimbabwe bafakwa ebunzimeni i-government yeSouth Africa so uma bekhona khona ngapho eSouth Africa it is them the South Africans abayenza ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe begqale khona ngale ngoba nxa kuyukuthi umgabe wasuka ngo-2008 ngaba abantu abaningi babuyela ekhaya khathesi sebekhala ukuthi heyi basithathela imisebenzi njani njani bafuna ukuthi siye ngaphi bekwakuyibo abawuni ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe
So kodwa ke yeye kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela ke mnumzana Banda singathi singa umbeki njengoba siwasuka konke nalokho so kumele kwenziweni la ngoba nathi udubo mfowethu
vele i-government yeSouth Africa has got a responsibility ukulungisa izinto eZimbabwe they are the ones who messed up in 2008 and that mess is still going on up to today so bona sebefuna ukuqhatha nje ngabona iGodimas laba abantu sebefuna ukuqhatha nje ngento ezingekhozi bekwazi bona iproblem ukuthi waye abantu bebuya elizweni labo especially amaZimbabweni
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke nxa sesikhangela futhi-ke udaba lolulu olwenzakalayo ebuthwana kunjani khona
hayi ebuthwana ku-right abantu besithwaneni vele kabalwisani la bantu la ama-immigration officials lamapholisa bayabopha abantu abangelamaphepha but otherwise bona abantu generally sihlalisana labo kuhle akula nto enjalo lapha
ye abatsho ukuthi ngamakwerekwere kumbe into ezinjalo
abangabe bekhuluma nje ukuthi amakwerekwere but kabalalukhani kokuthi sibili bahle bethwali izigodo nezingqamo ukuthi sesihlasele amakwerekwere ha-a and bayakwazi i-importance ukuthi abantu laba baba bayasebenza abaningi bayazisebenzela abanye bayabafundisa le misebenzi khona
hayi siyakuzwa ke chiya elokugcina kunapho ngathini
hayi mina ngicela ukuthi abantu abase South Africa beZimbabwe bengethuki kangaka bona abantu abakhulu kakhulu belizwe leSouth Africa kababona ukuthi bangenzani lo muntu wabo wabamthi eZimbabwe lapha ebusa enedliwe ama elections the African Union leSADC they have to find a solution to the crisis eZimbabwe ukuze abantu babuyele ekhaya ngoba kula muntu ofuna ukuhlala elizweni elingasola but because of the situation abayicreateayo bona they have to sort it out kathi sebezithulele bonke kabakhulumi lutho nothing
ya kuzima mfowethu hayi otherwise siyabonga kakhulu mnumzana James Banda ungadinwa nakusasa baba
all right bro
thank you very much so that was Mr. James Banda he's in Botswana he was saying you know the problem all these things that we are saying stem from what Mr. Thabo Mbeki did the former South African president you know he's alleged to have gone to Zimbabwe and actually made some kind of blunders along the way in terms of the of sorting out the GNU so he says so South Africa should sort the problem out because it knows what it did you know in Zimbabwe so he ended up by saying that the AU and SADC should also try to sort out what is going on in Zimbabwe but he says he's surprised that AU SADC and the South African government are all quiet so he says how then do people fix what is going on you know yeah so he says something's wrong here
let's read more responses from people I think many people are writing Wellington Panas says pane wakatumwa navamugabe here kuenda ikoko regai vari ikoko vaone chitsvuku isi kuZimbabwe takachikoka zvedu Wellington is saying that you know it's not related this violence that has erupted in South Africa and Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash because some people are saying well Mr. Mugabe seems to be having a nice time but Zimbabweans who are in South Africa in trouble and they are there as a result of his misrule but tine mumwe ari kuti saka kudya kwavo kune basa rei nezviri kuitika kuno kwatiri siyai mudhara adye mari dzake dzaakashandira dzidzaiwo udye dzako hatikubvunzi this one is saying that there's nothing wrong with Mr. Mugabe celebrating you know his birthday he worked for it and he deserves it I think we have another guest that is Mr. Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg South Africa human rights lawyer Mr. Mavinga good evening
good evening Mr. Zulu how are you and team in Washington
we are doing great and Mr. Mavinga we have an interesting debate here from our listeners some are saying that it's a misnomer for Mr. Mugabe to be having his birthday bash tomorrow in Matabeleland South Matopos at the same time Zimbabweans are in trouble in South Africa there is violence and official figures put the number of Zimbabweans in South Africa at 3 million who are said to be there as a result, most of them at least, as a result of Mr. Mugabe's alleged misrule. What is your take on this?
Well, it is the big challenge, really, that the leadership vacuum in Zimbabwe on the part of government has led to all the challenges. Because, look, there are literally millions of Zimbabweans in South Africa, primarily because Zimbabwe itself is not habitable. So that's the big challenge. And now, when things like violence happen, there should be a clear position and statement from the government of Zimbabwe. The government of Zimbabwe should have deployed a senior minister to Pretoria to begin to engage with the South African authorities. But there is no such thing that is happening. And to make matters worse, almost a slap in the face of victims of xenophobic violence who are Zimbabweans, is that President Mugabe will be enjoying birthday celebrations. I think when things of this nature happen, it is really a national crisis that requires a focus. So you would find that in proper democracies, if things like this happen, perhaps if the president is on holiday, he would cut short his holiday. If he has got something that he's supposed to be doing or a foreign trip, he cuts short the foreign trip and returns home to provide leadership. But Zimbabwe, the government of Zimbabwe is really on autopilot, unfortunately.
Yes, silemlazelo lapho khona ephuma ke ku Facebook esibone kulonqube untungameli uthi benzeni abantu bokuza ngoba khona ubugebengu obukhona budalwa nguhulumende lamapolisa eSouth Africa. Abayekele into yabo leyo yokukhahlameza abantu bokuza. Kubekela phambili esithi ye, mina ngiyayisola kakhulu into eyenziwa nguhulumende lamapholisa khonapha kwele South Africa. So ngizabuyela futhi ngizwe ukuthi ubaba uDiwa Mavhinga uthini ngodaba lolo. Mr. Mavhinga, it seems as if, you know, when you look at the president celebrating his birthday tomorrow, and then we've got these xenophobia attacks in South Africa, is it not is it fair or unfair for us to have such a kind of discussion, you know? Is it fair?
Well, clearly there is justification for citizens of Zimbabwe who expect leadership and support and protection from their government.
Mm-hmm.
That when such things happen, you have seen that there have been very strong statements from the government of Nigeria about the attacks on Nigerian nationals who are in South Africa. And we expect something similar to come from Zimbabwe. So when you see someone go about his normal business and follow his normal schedule without any interruption, it means there is a lack of care and interest. Because really, when something of this magnitude happens, then there should be priority and focus. And President Mugabe should provide leadership and should say, I'm prepared to forego this birthday celebration or this holiday in order to provide leadership and to deploy a high-level delegation from Zimbabwe to Pretoria. It's just an hour flight from Harare to Pretoria, where they would then engage in serious discussions about decisive action to bring to an end these recurring waves of xenophobia, which are resulting in attacks and looting of shops and attacks on Zimbabwean nationals and other African nationals.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Slobaba Omashangane, Osekungwene. Lapho Omashangane, ungawunjani? Ye, Baba Mashangane?
Ngiyaphila.
Oh, kade ngakuzwa kuhle mnumzana. Kodwa kunjani lapho khona kunapho?
Silakona, hey, kuthulile, but hey, kuyasabisa.
Ye, asiqalise nge-birthday kamongameli uRobert Mugabe. Siyawazi kusasa ule dili lakhe aleza khona emadojeni. Uthini ngakhonokho?
Ayikho into zizoyenza. Ngithi yena ufuna ukuthi ukuba ngale ndlela le afuna ukwenza ngayo, but hey, kunzima kakhulu ukuthi asebenzise imali eningi isibhedlela, akunamithi. Hayi, asazi kungayenze kanjani. So makuso
kulabanye phela bathi hayi phela i-birthday into encane kumele azenzele santando phela.
Angeke usebenzise imali iningi nge-birthday, usebenzise imali iningi. Ama-doctor athi bafuna imali, wena uyosebenzisa imali for iphathi, imali idliwe for kudlalisa imali lo.
Ye, kodwa-ke ubona ngani ulelungelo lokuthi ayenze i-birthday yakhe kumbe kala?
Ilungelo lokuthi ayenze i-birthday yakhe ishap ayenzele la emzini wakhe. Ngithi ayizithi impasho izoyenzelwa kuprovince, uyenzela la emzini wakho. Omunye nomunye uyayenza i-birthday, but ayinandaba bathi hayi kuthi isebenzisa imali iningi so.
Ye, kodwa bakhuluma phela bathi kule 21st February movement lana oyiyo eqoqa phela khonoku. So ngakho yiyo eqoqileyo le ZANU-PF Youth League into ezinjalo. So manje kuthiwa abantu basolani njalo le mali kuthiwa abantu bayafaka ngenhliziyo zabo zimhlophe.
Hayi, nethi wabona la bantu labakhulumako lababizwa kubakhulumako ngilabadlako kakhulu bathola kwesinyana, but ma ungatholi lutho angithembi ukuthi ungazikumela phezulu wena ungatholi lutho lapo.
Ye, asibuyeke eGoli kukhamba njani kona?
Hey, Amamlodi kuthulile, but hey, kwasabisa. Ma uvela ngaphandle mizuya emsebenzini ubona abantu bajamile or ungathi igroup kuyasabisa, but hey, amagumbagumba lawo omgoma hey athulile. Angazazwakali kakhulu manje, hey, kwasabisa ngoba ma uvela especially mina ngizale Amamlodi especially, hey. Abantu bathukile kakhulu, but manje amaradio laba abakhala kakhulu abomgoma awu-Alec Majeza angasazwakali, seathulile manje ngoba kwasabisa manje.
Amaradio abekhaliselani vele kona?
Angithi le Zimbabwe akunamaradio, bafika la bathenga amaradio baphumisa amaspika lapha sebavulela full blast baba. Manje bagcina manje bakwaza, uyabona ukuthi inyento ehluphayo uzothola ukuthi labantu lawa uthola ukuthi bayasebenza, uthola ukuthi angibi igama eyiningi amaZimbabwe basebenza ama-garden service, ama-contract. Manje uphuma la ugobe ihovorolo, ihovorolo yakho ibhalwe emuva la. Manje lava ma South African bazova bona kuti lomuto vuka ikusena abuye futi tambana ngasevene manje ihlupha lapho mayifika lapho sebakwazi manje kuti ifi seyiqalile bakwathaka speed ngoba bakwazi
oh siyabona yeye
soke hayi sama radio uyenza yini yonke into awusazi ifi kuti wena la uzile phansi kwemthetho manje niyo into ihluphayo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bashangani ulambu ukhangela kolapho ngalimali
okay
sibongela kakhulu that was Mr. Mashangani is South Africa first of all he was talking about the birthday well he says the president should celebrate his birthday at his own home you know going to Matopos whatever he says is really pretty ridiculous and he says where did he get the money after all you know and he says he's draining people's money you know even if you have to contribute something and if you don't want to say that you know when it comes to South Africa you know the situation is scary you know he says you leave your home you go to work and when you're coming from work you know find people camping outside your house and that's too dangerous and he says you can't it's totally untenable and he says sometimes you know Zimbabweans tend to promote some of these things and he was talking about these radios that people take some speakers outside their houses start dancing and all those kind of things he says sometimes we attract those things for ourselves
Mr. Mavinga Mr. Mavinga
Yes, can you hear me? Blessed, can you hear me?
Yes. Do you think the South African government is doing enough to ease tensions?
No. The South African government has done too little and often too late to ensure law and order and to ease tensions. Because, look, we have had years and years in South Africa of successive waves of xenophobic violence. And the violence of 2008 left over 60 people dead. And yet, no one has been really convicted for those past crimes. In 2015, following King Zulu King Zwelithini's statements that foreigners should go away, there was also violence that engulfed Durban. And again, there was no accountability, there was no justice. The government simply said, no, this is not right, and then kept quiet. So we keep seeing that each and every time, following political leaders who are whipping up and stoking the fires of xenophobia, then it erupts. Recently in December, it was the Johannesburg city mayor, Herman Mashaba of the Democratic Alliance, who blamed crime on illegal immigrants. And that then began to work towards, you know, these sentiments of xenophobia because there is a stereotyping which is too deeply seated. You know, with the moment you begin to stereotype a people or a group of people, then you whip up emotions of xenophobia. Now, the Mamelodi group in Pretoria West, the residents are blaming foreigners for crime. And yet, the police is not stepping in to take leadership in terms of dealing with crime because people should not take the law into their own hands. And this is what is happening now in Pretoria. Not only that, even the local media in South Africa is partly to blame because they are also focusing unduly and enhancing the stereotypes by saying that if there is a crime, then they say there was a Nigerian or the Nigerians are committing crimes or Zimbabweans and things like that. So what is needed is for leadership and decisive action from the government, which includes thorough investigation by the police of these crimes and prosecutions and punishment of those responsible for these crimes. Otherwise, it will not go away. We will continue to have these waves, which are supported by local political leaders. And it's unfortunate because, really, to talk about people with full rights as Africans, that they should really go underground or they should not play their radios, and that is to miss the point. Because the responsibility is on the government to ensure that everyone in that territory of South Africa is protected. And that if there is a crime, the crime does not have nationality, Mr. Zende. Crime is crime. So when crime is committed, the police should simply act in accordance with the provisions of the law. So it is not up to the residents to say, now let's look for foreigners, or to say, let us march against foreigners, because everyone, every African goes to another country. We are all foreigners. Where we go, we should simply respect the laws and let the institutions that are set to deal with the laws do that. But in South Africa, it appears this, they are political games. games that are being played, and that the government is really reluctant to deal with that, which actually points to almost a level of institutionalized xenophobia, where even the police themselves would fold their hands and not do anything, where government officials, now the target is to say, who are the undocumented or the illegal immigrants, and yet those who are committing the violence are locals. So that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Let's read some texts from Zimbabweans. Lokadia Mtandwa says, Peter Maritzburg yakanyarara meno zvikazvosvikawo asi parizvino musiki achatirwira because kugara nyika isi yedu hakusikuda asi kuora kwenyika yedu. And then we have Ronald Zavo ari kuti kwatiri kuri nani but zvinogona kushata anytime. Then Joseph Musaririri anoti sekuru Mugabe ingwa yamwari vari kuonawo zvinopera manje manje. So and then Tafadzwa Chiraya anoti Mobaton Johannesburg hapana chatati taona. Tina mumwe mutereri Melusi en Moyo Machaya ari kuti kwatiri kuchakatonhora pano paKwaZulu Natal. Charles Jangara ari kuti muchitsvagei kunyika dzevanhu dzokai kumba tirime. Of course there is a video on about xenophobic violence Gibbs in South Africa. Let's take a listen.
They're making our place corrupt. That's me who's speaking, it's Alka. I'm saying they're making our place corrupt here. So we don't want to be here anymore, you understand?
They open their business in our country. Why don't they go to their country? We are in our country.
We are living by full of peace. And if they don't need a full of peace, we are ready to fight with them.
Video there coming from Pretoria, South Africa. We'll discuss that. Tina mufundisi Moyo, vari ku South Africa. Magadi.
Hey, magadi ko baba.
Tirina ne muri kupi chaiko?
Ndiri muno Mamelodi chaimo chaimo musiti ya Mamelodi.
Makamira sei?
Chikutanga rega ntindi mwari zvikuru. Airotisangani. Chikutanga muno Mamelodi muri right. Nekuti naepo ndekuti vanhu vemuno vanga vachiti vachatangira mabanawe aina zvitovo Mamelodi yazipo adrigiziyo chandinongotenda kuti zvinongotenda kuti Mwari vatichengeta zvikuru panhau yezvora nhasi kunyange pane zvaitika zvazvo nekuti hatina kunzwa kuti kune vakuvara kautizvo tine mashishara raundi Pretoria Mamelodi neadrigiziyo kwose kuna vamwe vedu variko saka ndachovabvunza kwakamira sei asi kuti hapana vaisaimboti vari sevhi zvavo chandaa kuti ndigokurudzira zvedu kuvanhu vokwedu kuzimbabwe ngatigonei kuzvibata zvakanaka mumagaro edu tisaita vanhu vanoita zvisina musoro zvinoita kuti tigone kusimbisa sari nyika yedu saka ngakuti ndo imwe nhau iriko vanhu zvavo vakangova mukati medzimba nyekuti vari kutyapo napo asi ndoimba kuti mwari kudenga atitungamirira handioni pachiva neimwe violence ingaitika kuti ngatibata.
Imi muri vechechipi?
Isu tiri vechechi yechiedza chevatendi yakafana nepostori yakafana nezimadzibaba saizvozvo.
Asika pane zviri kutaurwa zviri kunzi vamwe vacho vari kuti havasi kuda macheche enyu yayaya vachiti muri kuenda muchitora mapaki avo hamusi kuita zvine utsanana vachitoti munofanira kubuda vanga vachitaura nenyaya yemachechi echipostora.
Nhau yemachechi handioni iri nhau nhau yemachechi nhau yakanaka zvikuru kuti kuita machechi babaka tinodzisa vanhu vakawanda todzoredzera vanhu vakawanda tasaita zvakaipa kana vanhu vemuno vacho amwe navamwe maminista anotosvikawo machechi mabatsira saka handioni iri problem yekuti tinosvibisa mapaki nokuti patinoitira tonga chitechenesa saka kunamata kwatiri kuita vezimbabwe kati kwenyika ine South Africa machechi ezimbabwe akawanda zvikuru hationi iri nhau yakaipa nokuti chiri vanhu vemuno vacho vanotai chivabatsira mwana matambudziko avo vamwe maproblem akakurisa chivabatsira saka kunyange nayo pacha vanotisapora sinyaya yekuti nhau iyi yangouya panguva yekuti mune matsotso anenge ari kupindira munhau yakafana iyi zvinozoitira kuti pane zvii zvinonga shiitwa zvikuru kuti tirakuudza vanhu vekwedu no ngatisaita zvakaipa ngatingoita kuti tiseenze chiri chiti chingonamata mwari wedu saizvozvo.
Asi ichokwadi here kuti ipapa pane dambudziko irori rekuti havasi kufara nemachechi enyu nekuti pane mashoko avatitumira patsamba yavo yenyunyuto ndozvavanga vachitaura ndozvamanzwawo here vari kumbogunun'una
baba ndo nawe ipo ndekuti maita mvunzo wakanaka pana uye machechi haisi problem machechi vanhu vanongonyoro zvavanonga vafunga kunyora but machechi haisi problem senditi kuti kwanitove vanhu vakawanda kunyange nemapurisa vanhu vese
musamufundisi moyo handisi kuti chechi dzakaipa ndiri kubvunza kuti pane dambudziko here ramuri kumbonzwa kubva kuzvarwa kwezvesouth africa nenyaya yekunamata kwamuri kuita nekuti mutsamba yavanyora yenyunyuto vari kudaro
kumachechi zvedu harisati tanzwa maproblem akafaa kuti avatidi machechi vanototibvumidza kuti tinamate nokuti ndoti kunaura kwatinoita tinongadzisa vanhu vekwedu kuti vasiita zvakaipa vanhu kuzimbabwe vazhinji hatirambi zvekuita ndo zvinhu zvakaipa but vazhinji vavo vanoti zvakanaka vanoseenza havanei nokuita zvakaipa chavanoda kuseenza nokushandira mhodzi vanodzokera kumusha hatifanidzi avo marudzi tikashinga auya kunoko haana haadzokera anoda kutiva vakadzoka uno saka isu pachedu sekukurudzira ministry chinamaro chedu chatinonamata mwari mupenyu kuti pachedu isusu ngatingoramba chinamata mwari chero vasingadi kutinamata asi kuti kunamata kunoramba kuriwa kuri anodzivisa vanhu kuti vanhu vanamari kuti kana tikasanamata ndopata macrame akawandisa zvikuru
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi moyo tichazokufonerai pane chimwe chirongwa tichazombokurukura
ndadaputira pane chimwe chinhu chidikidiki
taurai
panhau yebirthday ramudhara rechikamu chemari hazvisinei zvatinozva kuti munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinhu zvakafana zvinogara zvisingoitika kuti baba vanongoita birthday ravo izvi ngatisiyane tanyangozotiti vanhu kuzimbabwe takawanda tiri kunoko dai gore rinouya tagona kudzoka tagona kuzama kuti tindovhota bcause kana tikasadzoka kundovhota handioni imwe party chiwina nokuti vanhu vari kumusha vese vanhu vakuru vanototya zvanopera tichivhotisha saka zvizvarwa zvemudzio zvakazara muno musouth africa dai zvaigona futi dai vanhu vagonao kukwanisa kuti vavhotiwe bcause handioni futi zvavanhu vakawanda vachidzoka kundovhota kumusha tinongonaka kuti tandovhota tisingaindi bcause mamiriyoni mazhinji tisiri kuno kunze kenyika obva tichiri kwamuri ikoko saka dai taikurudza dai tagora kundovhota bcause kuvhota tisiende zvekuti kadyiwa mari yakati bcuti hazviti basi zvakabvira kudhara ngatigonei kundovhotira nyika yedu tigone kuvhoti tikaindatose tikazama kuti ndoti iwine asi kana pakaisa izvozvo handioni kuti imwe party ingagona kuwina inongoona zanoti ichiwina so dai tagora tose vana vezimbabwe tindovhotira party yatinoda kunyanyanya emdct ndiya tingationa ingati pagwara kwoita navo mapati mazhinji ari kubuda anoda mwakasiyana siyana ari kuobva musouth africa handiona ane gwara kupavana vezimbabwe asi kunyanya kuti aada kuti zanopfipi ingoramba ichingoenda mberi saka imweimwe nhau yekuti dai tagona kuramba ngative nepati imwe chete yatinoona yakakura sezvinoitaona america taingona mapati mavira aivhotirwa yamahillary clinton yavatrump saizvozvo saka munyika tinyike problem ndeyekuti mapati ngaasawandisa kuve nepati kana two chete tigone kuwina vhotire imwe kuti imwe igone vane kubudira saizvozvo ndo zvimwe zvandinoona izvo zvingagona kufamba zvakanaka chekupesa
chidaimwariaaaagona
samaproblem akasiyanasiyana a
tinotenda zvikuru
maita basa chekudenga wenemi
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru mwari akuitire zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda nemukari wamatipa amen
tinotenda of course amen. That's the mufundisi moyo of the a sect of the apostolic church. The reason why I had this long conversation with him is that you know, one of the reasons why the South Africans said they were protesting in their in one of the letters that they wanted to give to the police, their protest letter, they were saying that Zimbabweans are not respecting the law of the country, especially their apostolic churches, whose followers worship in the open, dress in white attire. They are destroying our public parks, and they are polluting the parks and they are smelling bad. You know, so that's what I think. But Fundis Moyo is defending the apostolic sect, saying that you know what they are doing, they're actually ministering to people to ensure that they don't sell drugs, they don't steal. So he's saying there's nothing wrong with the church.
Perfect. Tips. Yeah. So now I think we are joined by our next guest, and that is Mr. Ngabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Mr. Mabena, welcome to the program.
Evening, how are you?
Hayi siyaphila mfowethu. Akusitshela ukuthi kume njani khona manje.
Well, okwakhathesi njengoba sikhuluma asikezwa okubo okwenzakalayo. Kodwa sikwazi khona lokho ebesilokhu sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi kusukela ekuseni lapha de kulo msindo khona elojini elisePretoria, ledorobheni lePretoria, abantu bedoyitoya, labeSomalia labo sebesithi bona ngeke bavume ukuthi izidodo zabo zingenelwe lapho amapholisa agcine efaka khona i-tear gas ezama ukwehlukanisa yabahlali balapha e-South Africa nalabo abavela kwele Somalia. lo msindo akade ukhona kugijinyiswana edorobheni lasePretoria. Esikwazi ukuphela ukuthi abantu bethukile abasePretoria, abantu eGoli bethukile, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi nxa kulo msindo nalowenzakalayo oweze nophobia kule ndawo vele okhangelelwe ukuthi ubusukhula kumbe usuka uzosiya khona, indawo ezifana nalabo Jeddah Town eJohannesburg, indawo ezifana nalabo Diepsloot ngapha eJohannesburg futhi othengisa le Alexander. So amalokithi lawo abantu bahlalele evalweni ukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzakala kuqalise khona futhi. Siyakwazi ukuthi ngesonto kade kulo mhlangano eDiepsloot abantu bekhuluma ngokuthi abantu ababuya ngaphandle kwele South Africa kabachaywe, kanti ke futhi namhle kuseni kwaba lo mhlangano futhi khona. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi emhlangano nathi ukhona ngo-9 eDiepsloot ekuseni, amapholisa azamile ukuthi achasise ukuthi umuntu ozama ukwenza lokho abafisa ukwenza bazobavalela. So izinto ke esilokhu sizikhangela, silokhu sisondela. Thina ke sikwenza njengenhlanganiso yokukhulumisana labaholi balapha ikakhulu ibandla le-ANC, South African Communist Party, iSANCO, leCOSATU, lezi inhlanganiso ezilabantu, ngoba abantu labo bahlala phakathi kwabantu abenza lezi zinto, ukuthi bakhulume lamalunga abo ukuthi labo bazame ukuthi behlise umoya lo okhona ukwenzela ukuthi le ndaba othiwa izenophobia ingaqhubekeli phambili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe ungayikatshana khonapho. So what he's saying is that the situation is very tense in places like Pretoria, Tembisa, Alexandria, Diepsloot and the others, So he says at the end of the day, it's a question of some of these South Africans who feel that they are very much uncomfortable with foreigners who are starting all this. But he says a meeting that was held today at Diepsloot, there was some talk, that they should not do it. That was a directive from the police, that don't go into the streets, don't fight foreigners, they are part of you. And then he says, as a community in South Africa, as a Zimbabwean community, they are discussing all these issues with the ANC, that is the African National Congress, SANCO and COSATU. And he says, maybe if they talk, things may work out. Now, let's take a caller. I think we've got a caller from South Africa. That is Ubabontimande. Hey, Ubabontimande, kunja?
Ngiyaphila ngokunjani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Ngapha wangikhona khona?
Ilapha KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu, kunjani KwaZulu?
Hayi, ngapha kusathule mfowethu.
Yebo, kodwa kuyethusa.
Kunjalo baba, uma kusenzeka kwePitoli nala sishayela uvalo
yini. Yebo, bakithi. So manje liyenzani ukuthi lingabi isenkingeni kona?
Lathi uhlala nje indlebe zimi okomvundla ulalele ukuthi uhamba ufuyaphi ukuze nani lingatholakali lingena phakathi kohlupho.
So kodwa nxa bekhuluma amahemhemu bathini khonapho?
Hayi, lapha kusathule ngempela, akuyezwakali kulume zihambisana nalokho.
Singathi nxa befuna ukuthi behlasele, bahlasele abantu abanjani? Abantu abavela eZimbabwe, eNigeria kumbe ngaphi?
Uyabona abantu abahlasela kuqala yilaba abaseSomalia, amaPakistani, laba abezitolo. Kodwa ngoba lawe uyi-foreigner ugcina ubandakanya ubalela mdibi munye labona labo, ngoba lonke lingama-foreigners.
Abakhethi ukuthi kumbe wena uyazama kumbe ukukhuluma isiZulu kumbe into ezinjalo.
Ikhona lokho ke kithi, yikho kuya kusuke kube ingathi uyasiphephisa ngoba bagcina abakathi basibalela kubo. Kodwa-ke ma uyezwa nje abanye bekhuluma amagwerekwere la ubalelwa kuwo amagwerekwere wona lawo. Kodwa ukuthi uma sowufika kwezinye indawo, hhayi lina lingabantu bakithi, umzilikazi wasuka lapha, into ezinjalo. Kodwa-ke ukuba ngumforena vele.
Pho-ke uhulumende alicele ukuthi alincedise khonapho, so akula nto engayenza vele.
Uhulumende uyasincedisa khona ke ngithi mina personally wangisiza kakhulu ngoba wanginika i-permanent res, yabona. But angithi into ehlale esikhwameni. Abazi abantu abangaphandle ukuthi wena usinelungelo lokuhlala la. Ma sowufike kuthini bathi ama-foreigners, lawo sidelwa khona lapho, yabona.
so kanye kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho ba
ubuhlungu kakhulu mfowethu ubuhlungu kakhulu kakhulukazi ekuthini thina isinezwe ethu esalilelayo salikhulula esasicala ukuthi sizahlaliseka impilo esiziphilela impilo yethu esiyifunayo kodwa-ke akusenzeki ngenxa yesimo esisekhaya bese kusithi nomhobi wethu ongurobert Mugabe akubonakali ukuthi enhliziyeni yakhe kusenabantu abantu abasedijeni kamgabe umgabe osesenhliziyeni yakhe sokunguye lo mndeni wakhe lokubusa kwakhe kuphela kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi umholi wezwe abantu behlukunyezwa ezidili right sidlula manje kudineo uyabona ma usemadobo lapha usiye entshonalanga iwuwana le abantu abalemizwa ihanjelwe ngamanzi less than 150 kilometers ezidili abanye abantu behleli phandle bengenakudla ma ukhangela ezibhedlela manje kuyena liviki abekho odokotela abastrayikile umuntu ayekwenza idili odokotela abadokotela bestrayikile abantu begula bengenabodokotela abantu abanamsebenzi futhi moso enza idili ngemali abantu abahambe berojwa yona beyithathelwa bengenayo anikabona ukuthi lapha sinomholi ongenandaba nabantu into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu embusweni oyilegitimate uzuma emele isadakhe athi khona ama-elections akhona free and fair umkazuma unkosazana emele i-African Union wathi ama-elections a-free and fair esazi ukuthi kwenzekeni bayaphasisa ama-elections lawa
labatarinowmbona ngazani ukuthi sithatha abanye kodwa phetha just 10 seconds nyakuningi kuphela nje
umfowethu ngiyabonga kakhulu kodwa inhliziyo zethu zibuhlungu zibuhlungu okwenzekayo thina sile mizi ekhaya kumele ingaze sihlalele ekhaya sikhululekile kodwa sikhona ukuthi sikwenzeya ngiyabonga baba
endimande baba sibongele kakhulu so that was Mr. Ndimande is in KwaZulu-Natal he says well nothing much is happening there but people are living in fear and he says whenever this thing happens you know they target Somalis Pakistanis and as a foreigner you feel it as well you know because he's a parent race now of South Africa but he says you'll be carrying that small kind of ID card in your pocket and people just call you a foreigner that's it and as for Mr. Mugabe's birthday he says you know there's a place called Wuwana Wuwana is a place where people were displaced it's less than 150 kilometers away from Matopos so at the end of the day he says why hold such a birthday party when some people don't even have homes. He says, this is ridiculous. It's an issue that Mr. Mugabe should think about seriously. But he says, at the end of the day, he's thinking of his own, his family, and just ruling. Nothing else.
Mr. Mavinga, is still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Zulu.
Yeah, are we seeing here a rise of far-right parties and nationalistic parties, this treatment of immigrants? I think we are witnessing something like that in America, though there's no violence. We are seeing the rise of far-right parties in France, for example, in Germany. Is there a shift here?
Yes, indeed, there is a worrying shift of populist demagogues who want to ride on the wave of scapegoating. And with the violence that we are witnessing in South Africa, it's veiled, you know. The political influence is behind the scenes, but there is certainly a relationship in terms of these issues of fueling xenophobia to be an excuse for the failings of political leaders.
Thank you, Regatiende. Kuna Mkoma Obey. Mkoma Obey, Magadi.
Strong.
Murugu wana sei. Tirikuta ranyaye mirishonga iri kuSouth Africa nebirthday ravamugabe.
Ya chekutanga panyaya yemirishonga iri kuSouth Africa zvinhu zvinorwadza chaizvo kuti vanhu vafamba vaenda kuno shava. Vashava vachitizawo kwavari kubva kwacho hakuna kumira mushe. Saka yakuti mai vatsva musana mwana wotsva murumba. Ikoko kwavari kushava ikoko hakuna zvinhu zviri kumbobuda unenyaya yakaitawo madhora edu asi iye zvinezvi tiona kuno kunyika kwatiri kubva.
mkuru wenyika anoenda kumatopos kwaanotora rudzendo rwevanhu nemari yakawanda yaimwe yamanikidzwa vanhu vasangana achekubata muupenyu hwavo voenda ikoko vonodya hapana na statement so far yaishuwa iri kutaura nezvexenophobia insouth africa saka chinorwadza chikuru ndechekuti vanhu vaakuzvionera ivo asi isu kristu takavaisa pazvigaro kuti vazive kuti vashandi vedu uye tisi tiri kuvabhadhara saka pano panorwadza ipapo south africa citizens dai vaita stop the brutality of maforeigners because hakuna kusina muforeina kwese kwese kune maforeigners ndochekutanga
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma obey
all right
Gibbs, you heard there from obey who is saying that you know he's worried about this birthday bash and he's also urging South Africans not to resort to violence when it comes to alleged foreigners because you know every country is foreigners so he does not understand why there should be violence.
Now as we are live streaming Blessing there are so many people that are actually joining the discussion and one of them is from there's a message from Chair Chair Rufaro says Blessing and Gibbs thanks for combining the two topics. They affect us Zimbabweans in every way. The birthday is not a priority and our own people are struggling in South Africa because of wrong priorities. And then Chris Ngobe says, what number should I call? Chris Ngobe, here's the number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077. We also have several messages from people like Trevor Cocker, who says, I think it's a disgrace that somebody can have a birthday party and our people are being killed or brutalized in South Africa and starving inside Zimbabwe. Then we've got Klein Steven who writes, Mr. Mugabe, continue with your birthday celebration. It is well deserved. The violence is not targeted at Zimbabweans. There are a lot of nationalities here, not Zimbabweans only. Then I've got another message from Mukaziri Dube who says, guys, does our government allow illegal South Africans in our country? That's another kind of question. Very interesting. Then I've got Brighton Walazi who says, Mr. President should celebrate his birthday with his family, not to waste state resources. Xenophobic attacks is absolutely bad, but at the same time, people can do whatever they want in their own countries. Then Matikari Charuru says, oh, our president is very useless, so I don't know where, how useless. And then Stateke Umlalela Posekungani, Nunzano Lunga. Lunga, kunjani baba?
Ngona kunjani baba?
Nyapi, lunga po ngona kona.
Ngise-North Cliff lana entshonalanga ne-SABC.
Oh yeah, so kunjani kona?
Hayi ngapha nje ku-quiet nje ukuthi la emasababu nje asinayo nje inkinga le yokuhlaselwa kwabantu nje siyizwela nje emalokishini nase-town.
Oh yebo phela so kuthiwani kodwa nxa abantu bekhuluma amakhemkhem kuthiwa kungani ukuhlupha kanganani?
Ya kusho ukuthi ukuhlupha okukhona la bantu abafana nama-Nigeria. Nama-Pakistan, ama-Somalia. Kushuthi ubungozi babo nje yilobo nje bokudestroya abantwana nje namantombazana la asakhula. Ngawo la ma-drugs kushuthi nje kunezindawo lesi esikuze lapha ema-suburb. Uthola amaphoyisa njalo nje abamba la bantu uthole ukuthi isizinda sakhona lapho bokuhanda khona yonke le nhlobonhlobo yama-drugs. Bavele bathole information nje bayobahlasela bayobabamba nje ngobuningi babo bephethe yonke nje i-chemical na zonke i-material yokukhanda le zinto.
So
nala ama-Pakistan uthole ukuthi nabo bayabanjwa ukuthi baba nendawo zabo labo bathatha amantombazana besiyawafaka lapho ukuthi bedayisa ngemzimba nama-Nigeria futhi ayenza kanjalo especially kuma-night club abo.
Ngokuvele kuyaziwa khonokho
kakhulu kakhulu loko impela nje asiyo into engayishaya iceleni nje lapho into eyaziwayo nje.
So kodwa ukuthi ye qhubeka baba.
Thina ke amaZimbabweni inkinga yethu ise-Hillbrow. Yabana lapha e-Hillbrow kubo yuvile lana kunendawo vele kuthiwa Albata nje. La uhamba khona nje sebeze baya kushuthi bayaxwayisa nje la ku-radio ukuthi endaweni ezithile like i-Clem Street nje bayakhuluma ukuthi noma usetaxini nje ifoni yakho ifihle. Abantu abalaphaya nje ngabantu nje vele abahleli ngaleyo ndlela ma bekubona nje uphethe ifoni lapho uyagibela ngathi uyahamba nelela yakhona usuka lapho mayehla nje yohlambe next stop nje uhamba nefoni yakho sometimes uyikhipha ngewindi vele kuyaziwa ngamazimbabweni nje straight
So ukuthi izikiwe isibini.
Ya leyo mphela nje ayisiyo into efihla. Ngathi nalabo yabona laba afethi bamabhasi laba driver ba bo revive laba jika lapha ethawini park station lapha. Abasahambi nje faka uniform yakhe elokuzeni yamabhasi lena. Uyayikhumula nje ayishiye lapha elokuze ebhasini ngoba babazi kahle bafike bamdlalise njengathi nje baxoxa naye amdala kwa-revival nje bamkhuthuze nje bamqede nje tu.
Kunzima wena.
Kunzima baba mpela kona kuba buhlungu nje mawuzothela ukuthi sokuathekwa sokuathekwa nabantu abangenacala. Uyazihambela awazi ukuthi uyedibana nabo nje uthole ukuthi ma bekwazi nje noma mhlawumbe bekusolile. Yabona esikakhulu labafowethu labakhuluma isishona khona kunzima. Abanye bakhona vele nje bavele bazibonakalise ukuthi bona bangobani bakuyaphi. Umuntu okhuluma i-English bayamazi ukuthi asiyo South African.
Bayakhuluma isikiwa.
Babe khuluma isikhiwa bekhuluma nasishona vele abasithi nje uthola nje beyikhuluma nje loud nje wonke umuntu nje abone nje noma behlala endaweni ethile nje ukuyofika lapho nje kuyabe kuyagcwala bona bodwa nje kuleyo ndawo leso street noma kulawo maflat so okwenza kube easy ukuthi baba attack la abantu besazi ukuthi vele la abantu bahlala endaweni ethile.
Hayi siyawuzwa kakhulu ke elunga baba sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi imbongile kamdudu.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Lunga. He's in South Africa. He says he lives in the so-called suburbs where, you know, it's a bit peaceful. But he says the main targets are Nigerians, Somalis, and Pakistanis. He says they are well-known individuals who actually, you know, push drugs. So he says they become targets. And he says in Hillbrow, especially Yeovil and other places, there are Zimbabweans who do a lot of wrong things. And most of them are criminals and certain streets you cannot even go there because they are really, really aggressive. And then he went on to say that, you know, these drivers, the long-distance drivers, he says when they get to South Africa, they remove their uniforms because people in this Yeovil and other places, they go there, just attack them, take away some property from them, and it's really ugly, you know. And then lastly, he said there are people of Shona origin who normally, you know, speak in English, and in most cases, they are easy to fish out. So he says, at the end of the day, they follow them wherever they stay and terrorize them there. Yeah.
Mr. Mabena, are you on the line?
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about the language. Is it, yeah, let's talk about learning the language. Is it a big problem? Because many people are raising this issue that some Zimbabweans can't even, you know, speak a word of the local languages in South Africa, and they can be targeted.
Well, as you know, Shona language is similar to Venda language, also similar to Tsonga. If you go down to Venda communities, you'll find them playing Shona music. So it wouldn't be really a problem for a Shona person or speaking person to speak the local Venda or Tsonga language or Sotho. So what we have always said is that instead of, say, speaking Shona in public, you speak Venda, you are identified as a person as if you are from mainly Limpopo province, because that's where the language is similar to that. With those from Matabele and both speak isiZulu, which is not really a problem. So that really speaking a language, if you are from Zimbabwe, it is not a problem. You have the Sotho language. Those that come from Kwanda, they are not interested in Zulu, they will always speak a Sotho language. So the issue of learning a local language is not really an issue. It becomes an issue when a Shona speaking person then wants to learn in Zulu because they will not have spoken isiNdebele. For one reason or another, I've seen some Shona speaking that have stayed in Bulawayo for years, but up to now they don't speak isiNdebele. When they come here, they find the environment quite different. I've seen some that now begin to speak isiZulu because the environment demands that they do so. So
it's
my advice to them is that in,
Thank you, Mr. Mabena. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thanks so much for joining us. That there was Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, chairperson Zimbabwe community in South Africa. We also had another guest, Mr. Dewama Vinga, a human rights lawyer. And thanks to all our listeners, our viewers, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe.